Coach, congratulations on the win here tonight. It was kind of one of those unusual nights here with a lot of different things that took place here tonight. Some odd penalties. Goodland getting the first drive down the field and scoring. Overall, what's your assessment of the ball game?
Well, I think our kids bounced back for us. Like I said, you know, 2 weeks in a row, Goodland's attacked, you know, wherever they've played, and they've driven it right down the field, and, you know, it looked like they're almost unstoppable, and, you know, made some adjustments and, you know, kind of slowed them down a little bit, and the offense kind of got going with some big plays.
Well, after they had that drive after a fumble of yours, as guys went down the field and marched it down the field, and I thought that was really a defining moment. They got the confidence and then forced Goodland to a 3-and-out, and it seemed like he went down and scored once again, and the rest was history.
The offense kind of got going a little bit and kind of, you know, picked some things up. They, you know, kind of went to that Bloyd defense, it looked like, you know, started the third quarter, and, you know, we had one drive, you know, three plays and out. We didn't pick up their outside, and then, you know, on the other stuff, you know, hit a couple big passes and took it right down and scored on one or two plays. But, you know, it's nice to see our kids kind of face some adversity a little bit and have to get going.
Brett O'Neill, what a phenomenal night. Four touchdowns, a career high for him there, and 264 passing yards. A great night for him there. And seemed like his favorite target, especially the last 2 weeks, has been Tyler Hess. But got Dalton Beeler back in the mix with three receptions, and Drew Kite with three receptions as well.
Yeah, he threw the ball well. I mean, he got hit in the face a couple times right after he, you know, let go of the pass. And, you know, had enough guts to stay in there and take the hit and complete it for the touchdown. And it's too bad, you know, Ty is about, you know, 5 inches short down there on that goal line. Thought he was in and kind of got pushed out. But, you know, you hate to push for your own son as far as, you know, for a whole league. But, you know, I thought he got screwed last year as far as, you know, the all-league stuff. And, you know, Tyler LaSalle is a heck of a quarterback, but we think our guy's just as good as anybody's.
Well, then your defense really clamped it down on the offensive side in the ground attack after Goodland went down and ran the ball like they did. And that was a good testament as well, stopping the run.
Well, Goodland, I mean, they're very talented. They got a lot of underclassmen. They're going to be a handful here in the next next year or so, and, you know, it's kind of like that, you know, Hugoton stuff as far as, you know, you got a talented junior class going against a talented senior class, and, you know, the older guys have pulled them out the last couple of weeks. But, you know, if they could maintain, you know, what they're doing on those first couple of drives as far as, you know, Goodland, they'd, you know, be a lot, I mean, I don't know what the words to say. I mean, because I don't know what's going on as far as if the other teams adjust. I know we adjusted and we made some stops. But, you know, man, right there, you know, we were kind of scratching our head, you know, wondering what in the world to do on defense right there besides, you know, put an extra man in the box.
Well, a phenomenal stat here. You've won the first 15 games in GWAC play. You have a 25-game win streak in league play. You win your fifth consecutive league title, and that's a goal that's a first goal down in a league championship, and you got to be proud of that.
Oh, it is. I mean, you know, it's, you know, a great statement, you know, to our kids. You know, if you date back, though, you know, they also were the MSA champs, you know, their freshman year. You know, probably not most of them, you know, did very much out there, you know, on the varsity. But, you know, 4 years in a row, league champions, you know, told them before the game, you know, get greedy and go after it because, you know, nobody can beat that record, you know, unless you're in some other state where eighth graders are allowed to play where they can get five. But, you know, our senior class has been a very successful class for a long time in a lot of different areas. And, you know, they take pride in some of those things that, you know, other people may take for granted.
Well, next week you go back home to district plays. You open up with Hoisington. The Cardinals, not a bad team. They were up big at halftime over Larned, I think 35-0. And it's going to be interesting. Cardinals, first time in a couple of years, they'll return to Scott City. And what things maybe you're going to work on maybe going into next week?
I haven't really looked at Hoisington too much, so I really don't know what to tell you. They're, you know, I know they're best running back from last year, moved to quarterback. So, you know, they're doing a lot of power running with him with two lead blockers and a little counter tray action with the backside guard and tackle. So, I mean, you know, he's a big kid. I do know they got some big physical linebackers that are going to come up and hit you. So, you know, we're going to have to watch some film this week and figure out a way to, you know, see where their holes are. I mean, you know, hopefully everybody has some holes. We just got to figure out where theirs are.
Well, congratulations on the league championship once again. Get another league title under your belt and go to home next week to get ready for Hoisington. Thanks, Coach, and
right,
we'll see you next
Adam.
Week.
Okay, thanks a lot.